science is interesting, and if you don't agree, you can fuck off.
Alan, tell us.
Lillian. goodness, the best of.
Number one.
Wow.
Are we
going to order them by importance? Are we going to order them by sort of...
Maybe let's not order them. And, we don't do judgment here, do we?
No, we don't
just
judge.
Just fact.
Fact, absolutely. So I went through what we've done this year and picked out a couple of probably really important ones and a couple of slightly sort of cuter stories, I guess. Not necessarily of huge importance, but kind of cool, I think. And the first one was one that we did way back in February. And this is a very visual one, unfortunately, so not really made for radio, but you can go and look it up on the web. And it was a guy in a lab in Oxford, a PhD student there, who decided to try and photograph a single atom using just a normal bog standard camera.
Mm-hmm. I think I do remember this.
Yeah. And he did. And and everyone's thinking, yeah, great, so what, next story? But no, this is quite amazing, because remember, atoms are really, really, really tiny. We can't see them with the naked eye. But what we can see is when they give out light, because we're really good at seeing light. And so what this guy did was basically trap a single atom, and we won't talk about how he did that because that's, extraordinarily difficult. But he trapped an atom, and in doing that you sort of hit it with laser beams. That's the way that you sort of trap atoms. You fire laser beams from particular angles, and that stops them in their tracks, so to speak. And if you hit it with the right colour laser beam, then you can get the atom to, let's say, glow, emit light itself. Mm-hmm. And so he just set up a very long exposure right next to this piece of kit, and there was a single atom suspended in there, and after this long exposure you just see this little blue dot.
That is very cool, just
quite amazing. So
Good story. It is
on the web if people want to see that. I think it's really, really nice. So yeah, that's a not a puff piece, but a very nice...
Well, it's a good piece.
Yeah.
All right, second choice.
The second choice, definitely puff piece here. Definitely. 6th of June, this was. And there was a report that there was a correlation between wearing glasses and intelligence.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I also remember
indeed.
This one. I'm not wearing my glasses today.
Yeah, neither am I.
And here we go. We're all
Alan
claiming
wears
we're glasses.
Glasses, everyone.
Yeah. Not my contact lenses. I still have eye issues. That's fine.
Hey, I wear contacts and glasses, you know, so I'm six eyes, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, actually.
What is the question then around whether are you also intelligent if you wear contacts?
Presumably. Because you've got sight impairment, I guess. But and there was all sorts of interesting things about this, because my partner was saying, oh, you know, the only reason that there's a correlation is because when you wear glasses, nobody's friends with you at school, and so you just sit by yourself and read books, you know. And ha ha ha, the joke's on her because she's got glasses now. So. Rebecca.
But also, so, I think we talked about during that episode we talked about the fact that it's almost a stereotype now, isn't it? That where you have the glasses on quote nerdy.
Absolutely. Kid. And you know, you get Justin Bieber wearing these fake glasses, making
you
him look
also
more
mentioned
intelligent.
Justin Bieber.
Yes, so you do remember. But there was an interview with a lawyer, a defense lawyer, basically saying that he would get his clients to wear glasses in the dock because it gave them the quote nerd defense, unquote.
That's right, yeah.
Where you're sort of thinking, well, you know, they wear glasses, they couldn't possibly be this horrible person.
The story isn't about how wearing glasses makes you more intelligent. It's how people feel like wearing glasses makes you more intelligent.
No. There is actually a correlation. So there's a 30% correlation. So 30% more likely to be intelligent if you have poor eyesight, the genetics for poor eyesight.
What do we...
It's good odds.
How do you measure intelligence in that specific case?
Oh, geez.
Okay. Now, yeah, we're getting too...
Okay. Lillian said this had to be short this week, you know. Just a recap,
okay,
not a rehash.
But I think,
I'll look it up.
We would have gone into that in the episode. So we're
like,
I wasn't there. Go back.
It's all on the podcast.
Okay. So we've got to look up, one, how to trap atoms, two, how to measure intelligence.
And
all
then
right.
two,
next story.
Two probably important stories, and I'm going to be quick with these because you did say we have to be quick. In August, there was a jury awarded $289 million to a guy by the name of Dwayne Johnson because he was suffering cancer, which the jury determined was caused by Roundup.
I do remember that story.
Yeah, a big story, and there's plenty more on that to come, I'm sure.
Mm. Still developing? Wouldn't they appeal?
That's the thing. I haven't heard of any appeal yet. I'm sure that they will appeal it. That'll be an absolute certainty, because if they don't, then this does set a very, very
Massive, large precedent
for about 4,000 other cases, I think, in the States at the time. So there's certainly more on that to come. And we'll sort of stay tuned on that, probably maybe sort of investigate that next year and see what's happening. So that, I think, is a very, very important story for from a number of different angles. And again, you know, if you're interested in this, listen to the podcast. I think we went into it in quite a bit of detail that day.
We did.
Didn't we have a little debate?
I think
about,
we did have quite a big debate,
about the justice system, didn't we? And who gets to be in the... We do that often.
But again, we won't rehash that there. But
go listen to it. Really good. Yeah.
And
final story.
The final story was one we actually did, I think, 2 weeks ago on the CRISPR babies.
Oh, yes, and CRISPR.
Boy, there's so much more on this to come.
Yeah.
Where we have now got to the point where we can do this sort of technology. And how do we control this? How do we stop people making designer babies for the sake of making designer babies? Mm. I want my baby to have blue eyes and blonde hair and blah, blah, blah.
Would you say that, not to open that can of worms again, we're going to leave it
but
for
I
the
fear,
podcast.
I fear that you're going to.
Well, no. I want to say, do you think that as a technological advancement, right, in the practice of it, is that probably, you know, the biggest thing that we've achieved over the past few years?
That's a good question.
Too hard
to
compare.
It's sort of an application of extraordinary technology, I think. So, and this CRISPR technology will be recognised with the Nobel Prize in years to come, I'm sure about that. So once the technology's there, it's then just somebody coming along and doing this with it. Now, as we talked about in the podcast, it seems to have been done very imperfectly. Mm. We don't know what the downstream consequences are going to be, and we won't for years. And really, I think humanity needs to get together on this one and figure out what the hell we're going to do with this and how we're going to control it. Because, you know, once the genie's out of the bottle, so to speak, then who knows where it goes. So.
It's a bit of a hard one because it's an international worry.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
Every state can act on a national level, but that won't necessarily.
Yeah, but that's what you don't want. You want everybody getting together and coming to a consensus on this, and there's fat bloody chance of that happening, you know, because we're humans, and yeah. So
somebody texted in, and I think they texted in when we talked about this last time. Pol Pot rounded up people who wore glasses because it was a sign of intelligence.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely right. Mm. Yes, yeah, he was nasty piece of work, that guy.
Okay, we did speed through that very quickly.
Well, but yeah, we did. You did really well. But I could keep going. You know?
I know.
So, you know, the deaths in the year, you know, two famous deaths.
Okay. Oh, okay, yes.
Was Stephen Hawking.
That was
obviously
a big one.
That was a big one. And Coco the gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was very sad. And again, you know, if you don't know who Coco the gorilla is, listeners, then she learned sign language and could communicate with humans. And go and have a look at the clip of her and Robin Williams on YouTube because it's just wonderful. You know, really, really cool. And
It's been a big year.
It has.
It's been a big year.
Best concerts of the year, Ben Folds and Stephen Wilson.
Okay, all right, we'll stop you there. Come on. Just science.
I just wanted to get the
just
music
science.
And yes, indeed. Oh, we're not passing judgment here.
It's just science here. I like you bringing that one out.
So the very, very last thing. Next year is the International Year of the Periodic Table.
Oh, yeah, you're very excited about it.
I'm so excited that I could possibly be maybe heard next year talking about this on a rival radio station, dare I say. I know.
What?
I know.
Are you breaking up with us?
No, I'm not.
In a regular. Oh, this is very...
Congratulations,
how could you do this to us on air?
I could have mentioned it before.
While he's wearing his bro science t-shirt. What is it? Bromine.
There we go.
There you go.
Very good.
Bromine.
You'll know all about it next year.
Yeah. Are you going to wear a different shirt every year? You'll run out of shirts.
That's true. Actually, that's a good idea. Different shirts, different elements, different day. Whoa. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Maybe once a week, then you might get
there
more.
Isn't 365.
Yeah.
There aren't, but, you know, there's 118, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's been a pleasure, and I'm actually impressed that I remembered all of those stories. When I leave Dear Science, I've always learned something, so thank you.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. It's been an utter pleasure working with you guys over the year, and long may this continue. And I always have a great deal of fun doing all of this.
It's great.
If you can't tell.
Thank you.
It's been great, and we will see you back next year, and we'll have to figure out this competition with another radio station. I don't know about that. But have a great break, Alan. Thank you very much.
You guys too. Take care. Look after yourselves.
That was Dear Science.